And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Tonight's Crusader Basketball postgame show is brought to you by our premier sponsor, Knights of Columbus agent Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow Knights of Columbus agents Tim Daigle, Peter Mastensions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers, along with Matt Lawler with F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Title, and your final in game one tonight, the Crusaders with a commanding 74-28 win over the Westside Wolverines. The Crusaders, second ranked in the state, move to 15-1 on the season, while the Westside Wolverines fall to 7-8. It was a game where the Westside Wolverines kind of came out on fire. They led 7-2, but man, the Crusaders got the next 26 points, and after that they never looked back. They led 22-7 after one, 42-17 at half, 54-20 after three quarters, and your final once again, 74-28. Your scoring recap for the ball game. For West High, they were led in scoring by Vera Grom and Kimber Bowman with 10 points apiece, 6 points for Kia Davis, and 2 points for Hannah Burge. For the Crusaders, they had 4 players get double figures tonight, led by Brooklyn Stanley, the 5'9 senior All-Stater, with 23 points tonight to lead the Crusaders, 14 points for Melina Snoozy, 11 points for Abby Lee, 11 for Demke, 5 for Addison Kleiss, 4 points for Julie Verzel, and 6 points for Maddie LaFleur. So a impressive win, Thomas, for the Crusaders. Again, that final 74-28.
Yeah, impressive win. And really, probably as good as our offense has looked in a few weeks, just from a really crisp look. First half especially, shot the ball, transition stuff. I mean, everything was just kind of going.
Really good to see, too, especially on the heels of being the fourth game in 7 days. And I tell you what, the pace in this game was crazy up and down. But West High kind of rolled the dice and went after the offensive glass pretty hard. And the Crusaders capitalized with fast break after fast break after fast break.
People ask me all the time, why don't players follow their shots anymore? No one follows their shots. It's because statistically it'll tell you that you don't get offensive rebounds unless it's a very close in shot, you know, a 4-footer, 5-footer. And if you're following a 3-point shot, you're going to give up a layup on the other end. I mean, it's without a doubt.
And that was exactly the case. Once again, the girls moved to 15-1 in the season. They're back in action on Friday as they will travel to Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. We will not have coverage of that ball game, but we will be back on the air on Saturday. The girls will play at 12:30, so a quick turnaround. They'll be in TJ in Council Bluffs on Friday night, and then they'll tip off against Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse on Saturday at 12:30. Well, pregame at 12:15, coverage of the game at 12:30. Boys game will follow, so our next coverage will be on Saturday. Friday night, both teams are on the road, and we will not follow them. Once again, our post-game sponsors tonight include Knights of Columbus agents Neil Pfeiffer, Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers, along with Matt Lawler of F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. Once again, your final in the girls' outing, it was the Crusaders 74, West High 28. We're going to send it back to studio to Luis once again, and we're going to run a couple more ads. When we come back, we'll switch gears and set the stage for the boys game that is going to be following here in just over 10 minutes. It's Crusader basketball tonight on Catholic Radio.
Central Bank, Sioux City and Storm Lake, we make it happen. That's the nature of being part of the Central Bank. Our small town roots and dedication to the communities we serve push us to help our customers and communities to accomplish great things. We're family-owned and decisions are made locally. Whether it's a mortgage, a small business loan, operating funds for an ag operation, or a new checking account, our people go above and beyond to make Central Bank work for you and the community we all live in. We've been around for a long, long time. That's Central Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance General Agent, serving Catholic families in the Omaha and Northeast Nebraska area. By providing them life insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact us today at 1-800-379-0180 to find out how we can protect your family. 1-800-379-0180.
Bulk Brothers, being in business for so long, has given us the opportunity to expand our horizons with the addition of home improvement services. Not only are we specialists in your home plumbing, we are an expert kitchen and bathroom remodeling team. Bulk Brothers offers additional outdoor services such as sprinkler systems, ponds, and more. If you have any questions, you can call 712-258-3388. Thank you, Bulk Brothers, for supporting Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, Luis Torres back in the studio. I'm Bob Geary. It's our privilege to bring you doubleheader basketball tonight. The girls with a big win in game number one. And now we switch gears, Thomas, to tonight's nightcap. And it's going to be interesting because the Crusaders, the injury bug has jumped on the back of the Crusaders here in the last 5 to 7 days, and it's going to be a very short staff Crusader crew tonight.
Well, you know, and I'm going to say this: this is not the worst thing. And again, I certainly don't wish injuries or you know anything with Quinn and Bo Chamberlain and Quinn Olson. Both will be on the sidelines tonight. But you know, I think we've been struggling a little bit to just kind of find a rhythm, and maybe with you know taking two of our starters off for a night. Maybe we just kind of come out and play a little looser. Maybe this will kind of kickstart us a little bit. Falling out of the rankings this week is something else. Maybe that motivates the kids to say, "Hey, okay, let's have a reset here. Let's see what we can do to kind of turn the tides." Not that we've been playing bad, but I just don't think the guys feel like they've been playing to their potential. This is a perfect night with some, again, we're going to see some fresh bodies, without a doubt. Saturday night, we went up to Western Christian, played without Quinn Olson up there. Had some really good minutes from a lot of different kids. Off the Grant Whitcomb came off the bench. The freshman, little guard, came off the bench at three of five from the arc for 9 points. We played a lot of kids. James Arlt, we saw him on Saturday night. We saw Carson McInerney, we saw a lot of kids off that bench and an 11-point loss to a very, very good Western Christian team.
Yeah, and we're going to see Grant get the start tonight.
Getting the start, okay.
So it's going to be, Grant, the 5'11 freshman, is going to get the call tonight along with Case and Thomas. We'll join Schultz, Schaefer, and Knoll in that starting lineup. So a different look.
And I think we're going to then we'll probably see a little more James Arlt. We'll probably see maybe some Carson McInerney. Charlie Von Dreger is, Charlie's might be leading some three-point shooting. Boy, it'd be nice to get Charlie a few more shots and get him in a little better rhythm as well.
And a kind of a rebuild this year for Coach Jeff Jansen. Of course, Jeff was an assistant, long-time assistant here at Bishop Heelan. He took over the West High Realm this year, and we had a chance to talk to him before the game. And, you know, despite the fact they're 1-11, very positive. He said the kids are getting better.
Right.
They took North High to a 5-point game just this weekend. In a game where we've saw how good North High can play.
Absolutely.
And so he says the only thing that hasn't happened to him is to grab the wins. He said the kids are doing everything he's asking of them. Super positive, so I'm happy for Jeff. He's having a good experience there at West High. Real quickly, here are your starting lineups as we see him tonight. First of all, for the West High Wolverines, and I got to double check to make sure I got this correct here. As they've jumped around with their starting lineup throughout the course of the year. They'll start number zero, Shamar Harrell. Shamar is a 6'1" senior. He averages 10.7 points a game. Number one is Colin Abelson, a 5'8" senior, averages 7.8 points a game. Number five is Javen Nelson. Javen is a 6'4" sophomore, averages 3.5 points a game. Number 11 is Gio Vasquez, a 6'4" junior. He averages 7.8 points a game. And rounding out that starting lineup is Cameron Haga, a 6'2" sophomore, averages 6.7 points a game. So a couple of seniors, a couple of sophomores, and a junior in the starting lineup.
We just got a good to hear that Jay Wright and Isaiah Wright coming back from their road trip, tuning in, and Jay Wright giving a shout-out to me about talking about following our shots. Again, yes. So things you didn't know.
For the Crusaders tonight, 10-5 on the season. They'll start, as we mentioned earlier, Grant Wiscombe, a 5'11" freshman. Grant is averaging a couple points a game here in his early outing. Really kind of came in the mix after Christmas. Number 5, Kaysen Thomas. Kaysen's a 6'2 sophomore, averages 3 points a game. Number 12 is Brady Schultz. He's a 6-foot senior, averages 4.5 points a game. Sean Schaefer, the 6-foot senior, averages 7 points a game. And, of course, rounding out that starting lineup is the big man inside, 6'8", Matt Knoll. The Wayne State recruit averages 22.7 points a game. You get the feeling, Tom, a lot of pressure is going to be put on Knoll, Schaefer, and Schultz maybe to pick up that scoring deficit that we don't see with Quinn and Bo being out of the lineup.
I would say one thing that, we've seen this a lot more the last few weeks, is when we try to post up Matt Knoll, it's been a picket fence around him. You know, he doesn't get a lot of good looks. Sergeant Bluff was putting, you know, chasing four guys down around him in the post. Now that's opportunity too. That's opportunity for some of these young kids to step up and shoot some shots. I tell you what, if I'd like to see the kids, if I could see the Helan boys do something tonight, is just come down and maybe run fewer set plays and just kind of run motion offense. Try to play each other off each other. Get the ball move side to side, corner to corner. Penetrate when you can. Don't force things, but be aggressive.
Yeah, and you know, it's a West High team that's kind of uncharacteristic of West High, is that they don't average a lot of points. You know, you're used to West High teams in the past getting up and down. Jeff's very much a defensive coach. They average 46 points a game. So it'll be interesting to see just what kind of pace is established tonight. Our pregame show brought to you by Verity Group, Wilma's Do It Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Sterling Computers, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Action Coach XL Edge. Once again, it's the Crusaders at 10-5 against the 1-11 West High Wolverines. We're going to take it back to the studio. When we come back, we'll once again talk about our starting lineups and have our opening tip-off. It's Crusader basketball here on Catholic Radio.
With Dave Pepin, buying and selling real estate is a stress-free process. Dave has helped more than 700 families with their most valuable asset for over a decade. Dave is not only consistently one of Siouxland's most accomplished and trusted realtors, but he is a Catholic man, a fourth degree Knight of Columbus, and your Ramsey trusted agent in the Siouxland area. With Dave Pepin, you have a friend you can trust with all of your real estate needs. Visit DavePepin.com or call 712-635-5945.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
As the school song's being said here, the cheerleaders have got the crowd up. A nice crowd stepped in here. A nice pep band tonight again, once again.
Well, I'm going to just tell a little story as Jay Wright is listening in. We had this discussion last week about the school song and how we just posted the school song on the wall. Because, you know, when I went to Helan, it was a big thing. I mean, we sang the school song. You knew the school song. And so we're trying to get a lot of that energy back. The cheerleaders down here doing a great job of leading. And I'm telling you what, if you're just tuning in, we've got about 99% of the Helan fans standing and clapping. So, we already won tonight.
It's pink out night here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, the cheerleaders, and beautiful pink-trimmed outfits, pink balloons on the sidelines. The crowd, many in the crowd are dressed in pink garments tonight. Once again, Stamp Out Cancer. Again, it's a movement that started at the college level in January and spread throughout the country. High schools have adapted it. It's great to see. We've all been touched in some way, shape, or form by cancer, and it's great that we call attention to that through the efforts here. So here again on your starting lineups for the West Side Wolverines, it'll be Harold Abelson, Nelson Vasquez, and Hegna. For the Crusaders, it'll be Thomas, Schultz, Schaefer, Knoll, and freshman Grant Wickham. Once again, tonight, Quinn Olson and Bo Chamberlain will be sidelined with injuries. They're both day-to-day, so We hope to get them back in action here. It's an important week. The Crusaders take on a very good Thomas Jefferson team on Friday and then bounce back with a very little rest to take on Abraham Lincoln on Saturday back here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Big thanks once again to our pregame sponsor, Verity Group, Wilma's Fuel Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Sterling Computers, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Action Coach XL Edge. Now, the starting lineups are just being finished here, where they'll get the final instructions here, and we should have ourselves an interesting one. Once again, a public address announcement from Catholic Radio. You don't have to be wealthy to leave a legacy. Join Holy Cross Parish, Catholic United Financial, and Siouxland Catholic Radio for a free educational workshop, Creating a Living Plan for Life Legacy, this Thursday, February 1 at 1:30 at Blessed Sacrament Church. And the opening tip is controlled by the Crusaders in their home white, as they're going to bring it across midcourt and get things going here. West Side is going to open up in a little zone look here. They're sagging in on Matt Knoll. There's a jumper for Brady Schultz.
Brady
just cans it.
That was nothing but the bottom of the net as Crusaders starting a little press.
A little inside-out look there as they got to Matt Knoll at the high post. Brady kicked it down at the other end. They answer. It's number 11, Gio Vasquez with the three-pointer. So both teams successful from beyond the arc here in the first 30 seconds of the ballgame. 3-3 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. At the other end, Schaefer's off the mark with the three-point effort, and the ball's going to be tipped out of bounds off Crusaders, and it'll belong to the West High Wolverines. Will give the West High Wolverines a chance to set up their full court pressure. Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Fibercom as well as Mills, Shammer, Pitts & Associates. West High breaks the press. They get it down, gets shut off. Nice defense there by Grant Wickham as Javen Nelson kicks it up high and the ball's tipped out of bounds. Good defense there on Colin Abelson from Matt Knoll. Turnover, West High. Here come the Crusaders. We're 1 minute into tonight's ball game, 3-3. As Schultz is going to kick it left wing to Kaysen Thomas. Kaysen drives in, gets the ball nearly stripped away. Grant Whitcomb, the freshman, with the ball in the right wing. Crusaders now with 18 seconds left on the shot clock. There's going to be a foul whistle. That's going to be whistled on number 11, Gio Vasquez. West High typically will go about 10 deep.
Yeah, they're going to. It looks like they're going to be really trying to be physical with Matt Knoll, and they will play a lot of kids as their Crusaders trying to post up Matt, and he is sandwiched down low.
Looks like they're almost playing a triangle and two with the two on Matt.
As Schultz a little bit short on the three.
Missed another three, so the Crusaders 1-for-3 from beyond the arc here early on. Here comes West High with the ball. It's Vasquez working against Schaefer. Crusaders in the man-to-man defense. Nothing going. Good defense by Sean. Kicks it back to Shamar Harrell. Harrell drives in. Double pumps, and he's going to get caught in the air and travel. Turnover, West High. Back-to-back turnovers from West High.
Shamar Harrell, former student of Miss Julie Betts at Hunt School.
All right. Here come the Crusaders with the possession. Schaefer with the ball. Working against that kind of that gimmick West High defense there. Schaefer cross court. Grant Wickham wide open for the three. Grant's three is a little bit long. Rebounded by Schaefer. Schaefer's rebound bucket is off the mark, but rebounded by Schultz. So Crusaders are going to get three cracks at it here on this end, and they throw it away as Shamar gets the steal. He's going to go one-on-one against the freshman. Gets deep and gets fouled. Grant Wickham picks up his first foul. It's going to put Shamar Harrell to the line to shoot a pair here.
You know, you've got two new bodies out there in the starting lineup with Kaysen Thomas and Grant, and it's going to take a few minutes for everybody to get on the same page.
Harrell knocks that first free throw down. He'll get one more there. Checking in the ball game is Trey Kraft for the West High Wolverines. Again, Coach Jansen's will go frequently to that bench. Second free throw by Harrell is good. So a couple free throws there puts West High up 5-3 here very early on. Harrell on the season, 82% free throw shooter. You really don't want to foul that young man. So Schaefer working against that, we'll call it a triangle and two defense. Side to Thomas, he misses it. Knoll gets the rebound and puts it in. So Matt's on the board. Again, Knoll averages 22.5 points a game, one of the leading scorers in the state. The Crusaders set up that pressure. Harrell breaks it. nearly gets fouled. Instead, kicks it to the corner. It's Kraft with the ball, cross court. There's a drive, and the bucket's off the mark. Nice take there by number 10 by Gio Vasquez, but couldn't get the bucket to fall. There's Schaefer, corner three, pump fakes, drives baseline, puts it up, and missed the layup there. Went up with the left hand, just couldn't get it to fall. Nice drive there by Sean, just couldn't get the finish. Here comes Westside pushing it quickly. Harrell gets to the bucket and gets the finish.
Again, both teams playing fast right now. Very similar to the way the girls' game started.
Remember what I said about the team slowing it down there?
I don't know about that one. Harrell steps in and takes a charge. I kind of thought he was moving. Like the take by Casey Thomas.
I didn't think that was even close.
No, I didn't either.
Crusaders into the ball game, and stepping into the ball game is going to be number 11 Landon Block, number 10 Pierce Conley, and number 34 Carson McInerney for the Crusaders. So, coaches find that right mix there as Vasquez jumper from the free throw line's off the mark. Nice rebound there by Carson McInerney. Here come the Crusaders. Matt Knowles going to bring it across the timeline, takes it behind his back, gets into the lane, gets hacked, and gets it up. And let's see if they give him two shots here.
I think that probably on the floor, but
referees are discussing the foul's going to be whistled.
No, they're going to give him two shots.
Cameron Higna with that foul, so Knowles going to go to the line, try and pull the Crusaders even here. They trail 7-5 with 4:21 to go. Here in quarter number one, Noel at the line is Matt's a 66% free throw shooter. He knocks that first one down. First quarter sponsors tonight, Fibercom, as well as Mills, Shalmer, Pitts & Associates, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Halfway through quarter number one, it's the West High Wolverine 7 and Bishop Heland 7. Right where we're back where we began. Here comes West High. They're going to bring it across. Shamar Harrell across the timeline. He's going to work against Pierce Conley. Now Noel switches over on him. That's quite a mismatch in height. They kick it back up high. It's Eduardo Frazier. Frazier pulls up from the free throw line. His fadeaway is off the mark. Rebound by Pierce Conley. Here come the Crusaders. Pierce crosses midcourt, gets to the elbow, kicks it inside. Nice pass there to Carson McInerney. Carson with a nice move.
Good patience by Carson.
Bullies his way up and gets the bucket. 9-7, Crusaders.
A lot of new faces. We're not even used to seeing that. We've got four youngsters on the court right now with Matt Knoll. Harrell might have gotten away with the travel.
Harrell works it in, gets a nice bucket there. Went to his left, threw it back with his right, and got the bucket. Shamar Harrell now with six. We're back to tied at 9-9. Grant Wickham with the ball, left wing extended, kicks it left wing. That's blocked with the ball, back up high, Pierce Conley. Wickham with the three from the right corner.
There you go, big shot by Grant, by the freshman. Kind of picking up. He missed that first one, but he stepped right back up and said, I'll shoot it again.
That one looked pretty good. 12-9, Crusaders. Here comes West High working against that Crusader man-to-man defense. Shamar Harrell, right wing, working against Pierce Conley. Now they kick it up high to Abelson. Good work inside. Abelson gets
McInerney to kind of lead his feet a little bit there. And
I like Colin Abelson. I think he's a nice player.
Yeah.
12-11, Crusaders leading the West High Wolverines by one. Matt Knoll, three-pointer, good. So Matt just decided, I'm going to take it from outside until I get hammered inside, and he's got seven on the night. That lead grows to four, 15-11. That is the biggest lead of the night for the Crusaders. Nice fast-paced first quarter here. Nice drive there and finish by Gio Vasquez. Gio's got five, 15-13. 2:13 to go here in quarter number one. Waiting to check in will be Schultz and Schaefer. As high post is blocked, Block kicks it out to Conley. Now back into Block. Landon didn't have anything. Back to Wickham. Pierce Conley, short corner. Nice ball movement here as Pierce Conley is going to get the three and go.
Oh, there you go. Nice inside out. I said somebody's going to have to shoot it sooner or later.
Short corner by McInerney. They kicked it back out. And three-pointer by Pierce Conley. 18-13, Crusaders. And there's a hand check outside as 11 guarding 11. That was blocked. He'll foul Gio Vasquez. That'll be Landon's first. And it'll be a non-shooting foul as Schultz and Schaefer will check back into the ball game. Checking out will be Block and Wickham. So pretty good start by the Crusaders with kind of a patchwork lineup here.
Hey, absolutely. I mean, we've got Carson McInerney on the scoreboard. Pierce Conley, Grant Wickham is Charlie Vondrager's coming to the bench for his first look.
Little running jumper by there by Frazier is off the mark. One and down for West High. Here come the Crusaders. 1:26 to go. Schaefer with the ball, right wing, kicks it inside. McInerney goes up, missed it, but the rebound's corralled by Brady Schultz. The long rebound is out and in and in. Three-pointer, Brady. Brady's got a pair of trays here. 21-13 Crusaders as Charlie Vondrager and Kason Thomas look to check into the ball game here. With 1 minute left in quarter number one. West High working. Hegna against McInerney. Nothing going there. West is going to reset the offense. 17 seconds to go. Abelson, jumper, good. Colin Abelson with the three.
Yep, that's right.
Over McInerney.
Need to get out and make him bounce that a little bit. I think Abelson can shoot it.
21-16, 40 seconds left in your blank game clock. 28 seconds left on the play clock. Crusaders turn it over, trying to feed it inside to Schaefer. Harrell takes it right at the Crusader defense, and they get a nice finish there.
Yeah.
That's number five, Jaben Nelson, with the finish. A quick little 5-0 run here. Pulled the West High Wolverines back within three, 21-18. 20 seconds left here in the quarter as Matt Noel kicks it up high. Schultz is going to set the offense here. Play clock is off, so Crusaders looking to get that last shot. They kick it inside. Nice pass, nice finish. Carson McInerney.
Yeah.
Carson's got four.
Yeah, good finish. I don't know if West knows that there's only 2 seconds left.
They didn't, and they didn't get it off. So after, forget what I said about a slow-paced game. After one, it's Bishop Heelan 23, West High 18. Went so fast we didn't get a chance to thank our first quarter sponsors much. Fibercom, Mills, Shalmer, Pittson Associates, along with Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center. After one, Crusaders 23, West High 18. We'll be back after this 30-second spot.
Hello, this is Nick Hegarty, Heelan Class of 1996 and Market President at Prime Bank. Whether you attended Heelan yourself or sent your own children to Heelan, your family became a part of the Heelan family. Well, it's the same way at Prime Bank. When you bank with Prime Bank, we make you feel like family. Our staff works with you to make sure all your banking needs are met with our outstanding accounts, great rates, and a staff you know and trust. Make Prime Bank your bank and be a part of the Prime Bank family. Member FDIC.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Kind of, we got an energized gym here. This is
absolutely.
This is fun basketball to watch. After one quarter, it's the Crusaders 23, West High 18. Crusaders fell behind early, but then got a little run and got up by as much as seven. West High was able to answer, and after one, the Crusaders with a five-point lead. West High will open quarter number two with the ball, moving left to right on your radio dial. Tonight's second quarter premier sponsors are Lightforms and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand. Crusaders have switched over a little 1-3-1 defense here. A little penetration to Harrell, and a quarter three is off the mark. And Matt just simply lost control of it there. Had a good look at the three by Cameron Hegna, but he was a little bit strong with it, but the Crusaders could not control the rebound, so West High Wolverines will inbound under their own basket. They kick it out to Abelson. Abelson takes it back up high. Now back to Abelson. Spin move on Charlie Vondrak. Kicks it over to Shamar Harrell. Harrell's three is good.
Well, Shamar's off to a good start. That's 9 points for him. Crusaders in the 1-3-1, you know, that's going to make you susceptible to three-point shots, and we get Matt Noel in the high post. I want to see him be aggressive there.
Sean Schaefer, skip pass to Schultz. Back up Charlie. Charlie, three-pointer is off the horn and rebounded by Abelson. Here comes West High. They're running it quickly up the floor. That's Hegna. Pulls it back. They're going to set the offense up high. With the ball is Frazier. Three-pointer is good. Excuse me, that was Gio Vasquez. Gio's got eight. And just simply can't give them those uncontested look. A 6-0 run here to start quarter number two has West High back on top, 24-23. Schaefer elbow into Kaysen. Kaysen misses it, but Knoll's there for the putback.
Nice little tip dunk there by Matthew Knoll. Crusaders in the 1-3-1. I mean, with a Kaysen Thomas on that point, I'd like to see him get a little more aggressive out there on the ball. We've got the size advantage, and as Kaysen gets on the floor, almost creates a turnover.
Now at the other end, they kick it out. There's a three. West High got it.
Yeah, West High shooting the ball. They're back in front.
Hegna with the bucket there. West High now with 5 3-pointers on the night. Crusaders also with 5. Sean Schultz, elbow jumper. Sean's shot is up and good. Good to see Sean knock that down. Yep. That's his first bucket of the night. Crusaders tie the ball game up at 27-27 here, just under 2 minutes into quarter number two. Crusaders are going to stay in that 1-3-1 as Kaysen puts a little pressure on. Matt nearly had the steal. Shamar drives in, tries to kick it outside, and it's stolen by Knoll. Knoll's going to go coast to coast, and he's going to get another dunk. Back-to-back dunks by Matt Knoll. Little rim runner there.
Yep.
Rams it home.
Crusaders back in front.
Abelson, three-pointer off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Vondrager, Charlie, and Charlie's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Foul's going to be whistled on Cameron Hegner. That's his second. First team foul of the quarter. Crusaders are going to inbound in their own backcourt. They lead by 2, 29-27. Lightforms and Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Tammy Bertrand join Schramm Electric Service Master of Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS as your second quarter game sponsors. Here's the Crusaders now as they throw it away.
Got to be ready there, Charlie. Got to be ready.
As Schultz kicked it over to the left wing to Charlie Vondrager, went out of bounds off Charlie, and it's going to be in the hands of the West High Wolverines. Crusaders are going to stick in that 1-3-1. They got Kaysen Thomas at one at the point, Matt Knoll in the middle, Schultz and Vondrager on the wings, and Sean Schaefer is going to run the baseline. West High is going to spread it out, a little 5-out, 1-in, or 4-out, 1-in look as Shamar Harrell has another three.
Shamar is shooting it like Brooklyn Stanley right now.
12 points for Shamar Harrell as he's got the scoring lead, and that puts the West High Wolverines up 30-29. There's Schultz throwing up a three, and I believe they're going to call Kaysen Thomas. Was that a three-pointer or a foul?
It was a foul inside, a push-off on Kaysen Thomas trying to get a little post. Wolverines now in a box. Like you said, they're in box one on Matt Knoll, mixing up their defenses nicely.
Haven't seen that go up yet. I think they're going to call it a three-second call, Tom. I didn't see any foul whistle there,
They told me they wouldn't call 3 seconds tonight.
There's a miss by Nelson. Here comes West High. Here comes the Crusaders there, one and done for West High. Schultz, nice entry into Schaefer. Schaefer gets it deep, puts it up, and off the mark. Out to Schultz, so on the long rebound. Schaefer up high above the top of the key. Right wing, Wickham with the three. Good.
Wickham with the three, and a foul. What do we got? A foul here underneath, I think, a hold on Matt Knoll. So this is going to be a two-possession play.
Looks like that foul is going to be whistled on Javen Nelson. I take it back. It's Cameron Kelleher with the foul. Wickham back with two three-pointers now for the freshman in his first start as a Crusader.
If you can make the three, you can play for me. How's that?
We'll take it. 32-30 Crusaders. McInerney gets the inbounds. Now they kick it back to Wickham. Wickham probes and kicks back to Schultz. Schultz high post to Schaefer. Schaefer working the lane. Left-handed jumper is good. Yep. Nice yeoman work by Sean Schaefer in the lane.
Good patience there by Sean. He's getting the ball in the high post. He's kind of measuring up the defense and going.
34-30. There's Wickham being driven on by Trey Kraft, and I believe they're going to whistle that foul on Grant. That's going to be his second.
Yeah, and that'll be the toughest adjustment for Grant. You know, is defensively guarding. He's just a real young looking freshman, and out there guarding little physically stronger kid.
Trey Kraft knocks it down. Trey's a good free throw shooter. He's a 77% on the year. He's now 14 for 18 on the year. He'll get one more. 34-31, Crusaders leading the West High Wolverines with 3:45 to go here in quarter number two under Security National Bank scoreboard. Second free throw is good as well. So lots of people in the scoring column tonight for both teams. Crusaders up two as Brady's going to set the offense up. Schultz kicks it right wing to Pierce Conley, who's checked back into the ball game. Brady Schultz up high, right wing Schaefer. Schaefer lobs it in, and this goes off the hands of Matt Knoll. Right look, probably. Well, just Matt wasn't quite ready for
it. Well, you know what, the boxing one, if you're boxing a big guy, you might be better off running him corner to corner baseline. Open up some lanes for your other players, because if you're going to try to force it in there, you're going to be jamming it all night long.
Shamar Harrell works it into Abelson. Abelson with the bucket there. He's got seven now, and we're back tied at 34-34 with 3:10 to go here in your second quarter. Left wing is Pierce Conley. Pierce is guarded by Harrell. Up high, they get it to Schaefer at the free throw line. Schaefer kicks it baseline. Now Pierce Conley, three is good.
Pierce, how about Pierce Conley? Striking it in, looks like Chris Mullen out there shooting threes.
McInerney with the assist on that. McInerney caught it short corner and flipped it out to Pierce, and Pierce knocked it home. Conley from Pierce Street.
I don't know, but he's playing like right now.
Trey Kraft kicks it back to Frazier. This is a tough team to guard. They all can take it to the hole as they kick it into Abelson. Abelson working against McInerney just outside the left block. His left-handed jumper's off the mark. Matt clears the glass, kicks it up to Schaefer. Schaefer with a good job controlling it, kicks it back to Schultz. Schultz's three is off the mark. And Sean tried to come back in out of bounds to save the ball, but good hustle by Sean Schaefer to keep the thing alive. And Matt Knoll tried to hit him off the fast break and overthrew him a little bit, but Crusaders can't capitalize. Turnover Crusaders, 37-34, 2:07 to go here in your first half of play. Crusader women won that first one handily, and guys trying to answer the call. Minus two starters tonight is Bo Chamberlain and Quinn Olsen are both sidelined with injuries there. West High drives in. They miss the short jumper. Pierce Conley kicks it in to Landon Block. Landon gets his shot blocked. Blocks gets it blocked. They kicked it back to Schaefer, and then they finally get into Matt Knoll. Matt's going to be fouled.
Yeah, second shot. Again, Matt's just a tough matchup down there, and he gets it in there. They're going to have to foul him, or he's going to score.
Foul's going to be whistled on Trey Kraft. Knoll to the line, knocks that first one down. Matt's perfect 3 for 3 tonight. He's got 12 to lead all scorers. He'll get one more here. I guess Shamar Harrell has 12 for West High. Make it 13 for Matt as he knocks both free throws down. Crusader stretched that lead to 5, 39-34. This is one of those games that no lead's going to be saved. Huh?
No, it's a lot of offense right now as Harrell kicks that out for almost had a three. Great little close out there by Pierce Conley again.
Absolutely. There's a dead ball out there. Frazier trying to find somebody open. Finally gets it to Trey Kraft, and Trey gets a nice left-handed finish. He's got 4. The lead is 3, 39-36, 1:13 left here in your second quarter. Brady kicks it right wing to Sean Schaefer. Sean kicks it cross court to Conley. Conley with a nice feed into Matt Knoll. Good patience there to find the big guy. They couldn't get the time, and Pierce Conley finds Matt Knoll inside. Matt now with 15 on the night.
Kick on the back door, a cut as... Again, so many bodies as Crusaders have played 10, 9 players already tonight.
Light Farms and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Burkhan were your premier sponsors for quarter number two tonight, along with Fam Electric, Service Master Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS.
Nice defense there by Cade Block.
Vasquez drives to the hole, and Landon Block knocks him down. 40.6 seconds to go here West High with the inbound set. They kick it back out to Shamar Harrells. Shamar is going to work against Matt Knoll. Gets deep in the lane, gets Knoll in the air, and gets the finish. Yeah. Really nice offense there by Shamar Harrells.
He's had a heck of a first half.
41-38. Shot clock is off as the Crusaders look to get that final shot and extend this three-point lead as we head near halftime, as Brady Schultz is going to bring it back between the circles. He'll set the offense. He's got Pierce Conley on the right wing. They get to Schaefer. Schaefer kicks out the block. Back up high to Schultz. Schaefer, 6 seconds left. They get inside to Matt. Matt gets the finish. Good patience there by the Crusaders. And that's going to end. Wow.
Oh,
three-quarter court shot. Nearly goes in, but after one half of play, it's the Crusaders 43 and the West High Wolverines 38. When we come back, we've got a special guest. We've got Dr. John Flannery. He's going to spend some time and talk about all the events that coincide with Catholic Schools Week here in the Bishop Heelan community. So when we come back, we'll have Dr. Flannery aboard. Once again at halftime on your Security National Bank scoreboard, it's Heelan 43, West High 38. Thank you. We'll be right back.
McClintock Insurance. We are a family-owned independent agency that was established in 1962. We offer coverage for personal auto, homeowners, umbrellas, boats, motorcycles, RVs, your commercial business, bonds, and life insurance. To find out more, you can call 712-277-4600. McClintock Insurance, located at 908 Pierce Street in Sioux City.
Hi, I'm Father Mark Barron. Did you know the St. Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in Siouxland founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, St. Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska. Visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org, staugustinemission.org. The mission is a proud sponsor of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Catholic High School Sports. Go Crusaders.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show on 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOA Catholic Radio. Brought to you tonight by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate. The Crusaders lead the West High Wolverines 43-38 here at half, along with Dave Pepp and our other halftime sponsors include Mollett Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Mr. Kevin Poss and Mr. Tim Salisbury with physical therapist specialists. And we're pleased to be joined by Dr. John Flannery. And John's got a big week here as Catholic Schools Week hits the nation, and the Crusaders are jumping on board with that. John, thanks for joining us. I know you're a busy man. Tell us a little bit about what's going on here with in Crusader land.
Yeah, Bob, thanks for letting me come on tonight. It's been an awesome start to the week. On Sunday, we had all of our students out at the masses in the parishes giving out thank you cards and prayer cards to our parishioners, thanking them for supporting Catholic education and thanking them for all the great things that our parishes do. We, you know, we've got great priests here in town, and they all support Catholic education. We are very blessed to have such great priests here in Sioux City. So then yesterday we had Focus on the Community, and each school did a different activity to support the, Mary's Choice, the Soup Kitchen, Holy Spirit Retirement Home. We had several different causes in town that we supported. Each school had a different one. We also had the Bargain Center in. If you don't know about the Bargain Center down on 7th Street, support the Bargain Center. It's a great place. They do great things for our schools and for our community as well. They do a great service. Today was my favorite day of the year, always is, when we had the Catholic Schools Week Mass. This O'Gorman Fieldhouse was jam-packed. We had nearly 2,000 people in here. All of our preschool through 12th grade students were here. We invited St. Michael's in South Sioux. They came across and joined us. We had Catholic Charities. We had Briar Cliff. We had the Franciscan nuns. We had the Benedictine nuns. We had KFHC radio folks. And then, of course, we had the priests were here. We had 11 priests, and Bishop Nicholas was the presider for our Mass today. Just really a special time to put over 2,000 people in the gym here. So we're off to a good start this week.
And that's the biggest mass in the diocese. It takes place every year, I believe.
It's got to be, you know, and to have it indoors, especially, you know. We've talked in times past about doing something outdoors, a big mass outdoors, and you could do something nice down at Memorial, but you have to play with weather down there, of course, too. But, no, this was really a special morning, and it always is when we get to do that. But it was just really extra special to have Bishop here, as we know. You know, Bishop is approaching retirement, and so it was really nice to have him here this morning.
So looking down through the rest of the week, what do we got planned, John?
Yeah, so tomorrow we focus on the students. They'll get breakfast in all their schools and some lots of activities tomorrow. So students get to have a little extra fun tomorrow. On Thursday, we move the focus to the family, where they'll do some thank you notes and some thank you messages to moms and dads and grandparents and guardians and people who provide for a Catholic education for them. The great sacrifice that so many of our families do to send their kids to our schools, we're so appreciative. And so Thursday we'll try to show that, and then Friday we'll focus back on our faculty and staff. We'll do a little breakfast for them. We were supposed to have an early out on Friday, Bob, but with all the snow time we've missed this January, we're going to go ahead and go to the end of the time on Friday, to the end of the day. So really great stuff.
I'm going to go ahead and take the early out, John, if you don't mind.
Bob, you don't need to retire. We can find a spot for you. There's lots of places you could get plugged in.
So next week, John, then we have Discover Healing Night, where if you've got an eighth grader that's got any interest at all in Bishop Healing, get him down here for some great festivities. They get a chance to see what's going on with the system, and we got a beautiful system here, and take advantage of that.
No question. Monday night, 6:30. You do not have to be already in our schools, right? This is open for our students, yes, Sacred Heart, Holy Cross, Modern-day students, St. Mike's, South Sioux students, but any public school student out there that even has an interest in healing, you're not signing up, you're not committing to anything. Monday night at 6:30, just come on in. We'll give you a tour. We'll give you a chance to meet with the student council folks, answer a lot of your questions about school uniforms and what the school's like and activities and athletics and everything else. So, yeah, Monday night, big Discover Healing Night. We hope to have a huge crowd and welcome in our class of 28 next year.
And then not too far down the way, you got probably kindergarten roundup, you know, in the next, month or so?
Yeah, the Discover Kindergarten, Discover Preschools are in early March, late February, early March, so those will be coming up in about a month. With the educational savings accounts in the state of Iowa, the governor and the state legislature's support for non-public education in this state has been tremendous. We've seen that. So anybody who's interested, Catholic or non-Catholic, in a faith-based education with high academic standards and great discipline and great teachers and just great opportunities for their kids, lifetime advantage, we hope you'll come check us out this spring, because we think we've got a lot of great things going on.
And fine arts, we've got the show choir season full tilt.
You got it. Show choir kicks off this Saturday. They head down to Norwalk, down close to Des Moines, for their first competition. You know, I don't know if I've talked with you. Our marching band had a great trip to the Peach Bowl. Just an amazing experience to go down and perform at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, for the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. And our choir, obviously, show choir is big the next 6 to 8 weeks, but then our choir is also prepping for a big trip to Italy. They're going June 4th through the 13th, flying into Venice, going to spend some time in Venice, a little time in Bologna and Florence and Assisi, and then they tie things up in Rome. And we've got a lot of great concerts for them set up, and it's pretty incredible experience and opportunity for them to go to Italy. Our choir's never traveled overseas, Bob. I started the chorale tour in 1999. First trip was Indianapolis. We've been to New York City. They've been to New Orleans. They've been a lot of places in the continental United States, but they've never been overseas. So that's really great, an unbelievable opportunity for our kids.
Well, John, thanks on behalf of everybody. Thanks so much for the great work you do and your administrative team, as well as the great teachers we have here at Healing. And please do, if you get a chance, to check out what's going on here. It's a special place, and special things are happening, and it's led by a great leader. So, John, thanks for taking time. I know it's a busy week.
Thanks, Bob. You're welcome back anytime. We got a spot for you.
John Flattery, the president of Bishop Healing. Once again, at halftime, it's the Crusaders 43, West High 38. When we come back, it's third quarter action. It's Crusader basketball tonight on Catholic Radio.
Central Bank, Sioux City, and Storm Lake. We make it happen. That's the nature of being part of the Central Bank. Our small town roots and dedication to the communities we serve push us to help our customers and communities to accomplish great things. We're family owned and decisions are made locally. Whether it's a mortgage, a small business loan, operating funds for an ag operation, or a new checking account, our people go above and beyond to make Central Bank work for you and the community we all live in. We've been around for a long, long time. That's Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. Going with a local independent agency means that they will take the time to understand your situation and budget. Let Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates discuss your options and design something that is right for you. Located at 117 Pierce Street, Sioux City, Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts Associates, a proud sponsor of Catholic Radio.
Lightform Technologies originated in Siouxland in 1986 and has been changing the way to build ever since. As energy prices continue to rise, builders and owners choose Lightform daily. Lightform Technologies provides a strong, energy-efficient, wind and fire-resistant building envelope perfect for home, school, commercial, or other new construction. Learn more by visiting our website or contacting our office. Lightform Technologies, the best way to build. Lightform is a proud supporter of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Helan High School Athletics.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. We got going just a little bit ahead of our radio here, and Grant Wickham with a three. He's got another one. Bang!
Back-to-back
for the freshman. He's got four on the night, 12 points, 49-38 Crusaders as Grant Wickham, the freshman, knocks a couple of three-pointers down to start the second half tonight. Third quarter brought to you by Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake as West High has turned it over on both possessions here to start quarter three.
Well, he's freaky fresh is what he is.
Yeah, we got a timeout on the floor. It kind of gives us a chance to tie things up. It was great having Dr. Flannery on at halftime here. We didn't get a chance to send much of a shout-out to our halftime sponsors. They were Dave Pepin Real Estate, along with Mollet Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialists. And for our third quarter, our sponsors are Folk Brothers Central Bank, along with Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. Real quickly, your scores for the Crusaders in the first half. Conley with six, Schultz with six, Whitcomb with six. 4 points for Schaefer, 17 for Matt Knoll, and 4 points for Carson McInerney. And all of a sudden, Grant Wickham's up to 12 as he's hit back-to-back threes with Crusaders with their 11-point lead. That's the biggest of the night. 1 minute into quarter number three.
Nice post entry.
Nice post entry from Grant into Kaysen.
Reminds me of a little freshman we used to have years ago named Shane Graves.
Absolutely. Crusaders pulling away a little bit, up 13, but no lead safe in this game. It's driving in. It's going to be a ball lodged in the basket. It's going to be a jump ball situation. It's going to stay in the hands of West High. That was Gio Vasquez working into the lane, threw it up. The ball stuck. And the alternate possession belongs to West High. Crusaders on the floor have the original starting lineup as Thompson, Whitcomb, Schaefer, Knoll, and Schultz. Here's West High. They're going to inbound to Shamar Harrell, who had a big first half at 14 points. Triggers the ball inbounds, and they're going to set the offense up. That's Gio Vasquez with the ball working against Schaefer. They kick it up high to Hegna. Back to Shamar. Shamar dances, fakes the three-pointer. Now Vasquez working against Schultz, drives in, finger rolls off the mark. Matt Knoll with the rebound. He drives it up the floor quickly, gets it to Whitcomb. He decides to send it back. Schultz had an open look at three.
I go back to this guy.
With another three, hey. It's off the mark. Good hustle there by Kaysen Thomas, yep. But he landed out of bounds trying to grab the offensive rebound. Good hustle there.
Two seniors tried to find the freshman to get him another shot. That's what I like to see.
Absolutely. 6:12 to go here on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders with their biggest lead of the night. That's 13 points at 51-38. Shamar Harrell with the ball working against that Crusader man-to-man. Shamar takes it in. Double cuts and misses it. And then the putback by Abelson gets missed. So a couple easy shots there. Won't fall for West High. One and done. And here come the Crusaders. Schaefer spins it over to Kaysen Thomas. Kaysen kicks it inside to Schultz, and Schultz with a strong finish in the lane.
Crusaders really moving the ball well, sharing the basketball, and boy, really great start to this third quarter.
Brady with 8 points. It's a 10-0 run here to start the quarter as Harrell misses another one, rebounded by Schaefer. Schaefer's going to push it across the timeline. He's got Grant Wickham to the right and gets a little bit it's a little too fancy with the ball there and dribbles it off his foot out of bounds. Turnover Crusaders.
Four fresh Wolverines checking in, and they'll leave not sure who they're leaving out here.
Folk Brothers and Central Bank are your premier third quarter sponsors, along with Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures are your third quarter sponsors. So number five bringing it up, Javon Nelson with the ball. Nelson works against Schaefer. Good defense there by Sean. They kick it back up high now. That's Frazier, Eduardo Frazier with the ball. Kicks it over to Kelleher.
Well, here's another dunk by Matt Noel.
There's a steal as Matt Noel goes coast to coast in the rim rim. Kind of a mild dunk for Matt. He's got 19.
If there was ever a record kept, I don't think it's even close how many dunks this young man's had in his senior year.
12-0 run to start the quarter for the Crusaders. West High has yet to score yet. We're 3 minutes into quarter number one. There's another turnover. Schaefer's leading the pack here. Kicks it inside. And Sean gets the roll.
There you go.
And Schultz with the feed to Schaefer.
This lead has jumped a quick 19-point lead here halfway through the third quarter.
Frazier with the ball working against Schultz. And they're going to call a hand check on Brady Schultz. That's Brady's first team foul of the quarter. 4:26 to go in your third quarter. Crusaders in the midst of a 14-0 run to start the third quarter. They've stretched out what was a 5-point lead at halftime into 19 points here. West High will inbound under their own bucket. Didn't really see this coming, Tom.
Well,
the run like that.
With the run, yeah. And again, a lot of it on the defensive side, just a lot more aggressive. And West High just has not. It's certainly a tale of two teams for West High.
Shamar Harrell, nice feed inside. Rulliard couldn't handle it. Dakota Rulliard made a nice backdoor cut, but they let him in just a little bit as Harrell tried to get the big guy inside. West High sitting in a 2-3 zone now. Three-point shooters all over the place. Charlie kicks it short corner to Parson. Back up high to Matt. Charlie, open three, is in and out, and the rebound is from West High. Good-looking shot there by Charlie Von Drager. Here comes West High, still looking to get their initial points halfway through the fourth quarter. It's been all Crusaders here in the third stanza as Frazier pulls up, and his shot is off the mark, rebounded by McInerney. Here come the Crusaders, keep the pressure on as Pierce Connolly kicks it up. Matt Noel working right wing, back to Connolly. Whitcomb, pull-up jumper off the mark. I believe that had to be blocked, wasn't it?
Was it blocked?
Looks like it.
They're saying it was blocked off the side of the backboard.
3:21 to go here in your third quarter. Crusaders 57, West High 38. Grant Whitcomb, the freshman, with 12 points tonight. He's going to trigger the inbounds. He's got Pierce Connolly in one corner and Charlie Von Drager in the other. Pierce, the left-hander, pull-up jumper off the mark. Charlie hits the board, and Carson gets the rebound. Carson throws it up, tries to save it, and comes in the back in the hands of West High. West High's got Shamar Harrell out in the head of the pack. He's going to step back three and good. Tell you what, he has been the bright spot for West High. 17 tonight for Shamar Harrell.
Yeah, I think for West High to get back into this, they're going to have a heavy dose of Shamar Harrell.
57-41, Noel drives in. Charlie Von Drager left corner. Charlie's a little bit short. And the rebound's controlled by West High. Pushing the ball quickly up the floor is Trey Kraft. Trey struggles with it, now gets back possession of it, kicks it up to Gio Vasquez. Gio's jumper's off the mark, rebound by Pierce Connolly. Nice rebound, Pierce. Here comes the Crusaders. Matt Noel in the open court, nearly has it stolen, gets back control of it. Pierce, top of the key, kicks left wing, now back into McInerney.
McInerney nice little dish there, a great little play. Sharing the basketball. Carson passes well out of the post. He's He doesn't look to score a lot, but he certainly is a very good post passer.
Conley missed a short one, but there to clean it up was Matt Knowles. He gets the bucket at the other end. Vasquez misses it. Here come the Crusaders once again. Pierce Conley brings across the timeline, top of the key. Right wing Wickham, he's hit a couple from there already, and that one's a little bit strong, but there for the rebound is Carson McInerney. He misses it. Pierce Conley got a rebound. He missed it, and the Crusaders come going to be called for out of bounds.
They got some new bodies checking in here as Landon Block and Kaysen Thomas come back in, check in for Matt Knoll and Pierce Conley. This is our junior varsity starting lineup out here.
59-41, 1:45 to go here in quarter number three, a quarter that's been dominated by the Crusaders as Kaysen Thomas gets the steal. Kaysen's going to go coast to coast and get the dunk.
Hey, how about that, Kaysen Thomas? Kaysen Thomas, that's our third dunker of the year. And Kaysen looks good in that. I think Kaysen Thomas is a young man that can really bring some different things to us as the season goes on.
Aggressive player. Shamar Harrell missed the runner there, but Abelson was there to clean up and get the bucket. 61-43, 18-point lead here for the Crusaders. Stepping in the passing lane is Vasquez, and he's going to go in and be fouled in the act of shooting. He'll get two. So nice defensive play there by Gio Vasquez. They're going to call Charlie Von Drager with the foul. That's Charlie's first. 1:03 to go. Quarter number three, 61-43. Free throws to follow for the Westside Wolverines. It's Gio Vasquez on the year. Gio is a 64% free throw shooter. He knocks the first one down. He'll get one more.
James Arl checking in. James had some nice minutes up at Western Christian on Saturday. Good to see him get out there giving Grant Whitcomb a break.
Crusaders led by five after one, five at halftime, 43-38. But the third quarter, they've stretched this out as Vasquez gets both free throws home. That lead now sits at 16 at 61-45. Arlt with the ball, kicks it over to Charlie. Charlie, nice feed inside. Block misses a short one. Nice job by Kaysen keeping it alive. Kaysen puts it up. He misses it. But the good aggressiveness on the board by the Crusaders. Here's Shamar Harrell. Trying to go coast to coast and dribbles it out of bounds. Turnover, West High School. 44.6 seconds to go. Big thanks to Folk Brothers, Central Bank, Missouri Valley Atlantic Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fiction have been your third quarter sponsors. And it's been a good third quarter for the Crusaders as points have abounded for the Crusaders as they've stretched a 5-point halftime lead now to 16 as they'll bring it down with 40 seconds to go. Here in the stanza, Wickham takes a corner. Kaysen inside to Sean Schaefer, and Sean gets the finish there. Good strong finish by Sean. He's got eight on the night. Lead is 18, 63-45. Shot clock is off. 23 seconds to go. West High, see if they decide to go for the last shot. I think they're going to stay pretty aggressive.
Yeah,
here.
I would think so.
Shamar Harrell drives in, takes an extra step, and he's going to be whistled for the travel. Good call there by Mr. Nelson. 12 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. Crusaders are going to set up for that final shot here. Try and push that lead from 18 to 20. Kaysen with the ball. I think they were looking for the lob there, and now they throw it away, and ball's going to be out of bounds off West High. It's going to belong to the Crusaders with 1.5 seconds to go here.
See if we can get a little catch and shoot or maybe a little back pick to a lob at the basket.
A 20-7 run here in the third quarter. They get into Kaysen. Kaysen puts it down, puts it up, and misses it. Got a nice look there at the end of the quarter. So
yep,
after three, it's all Crusaders as they've pushed that lead now to 63-45 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. When we come back, we'll have quarter number four. It's Crusader basketball in the home of Crusader athletics, Catholic Radio, 88.1 on your FM dial.
Splish splash, you'll be having a blast on a rubber ducky floating mat. Family fun under the sun, just don't forget your sunscreen and hat. when summer's near. So is the heat, that's why our mats just can't be beat. Swish splash all day long on a rubber ducky mat is where you belong. You'll be a swishing and splashing. Oh yeah!
Rubber Ducky is a proud supporter of 88.1 Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan. Visit us at rubberducky.com.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back to everyone tuning in tonight. Big third quarter, the Crusaders outscore West High 20-7 to grab a 63-45 lead after three quarters of play. Crusaders trying to complete the sweep tonight here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Crusaders start quarter number four with the ball as Matt Knoll has it up high, kicks it over to Sean Schaefer, left wing. Schaefer pump fakes and then drive to the hole, goes up strong, misses it. Rebounds brought down by Hegna for the West High Wolverines. Good strong take by Sean, just couldn't get the finish.
I think Sean's adjusting his shot a little too much on those drives. I mean, that's one of the best parts of his game. And I think he just needs to take it up and finish.
Shamar Harrell continues his big night for the Wolverines. He's got 19 as he gets the putback bucket there off the Hegna miss. Here come the Crusaders up 16, 63-47. We get a foul whistle. Foul's going to be whistled on Gio Vasquez. Tonight's fourth quarter brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, along with Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and five-star awards and more. 7:07 to go here in your ballgame on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders up 16 as Matt Knoll drives it hard to the lane, couldn't get the finish, and Schultz with a near steal there. Good job by Brady anticipating that pass up the court, but couldn't stay in bounds.
Brady's had a real nice floor game tonight.
Ball's going to remain in the hands of the Crusaders. The West High Wolverines. Crusaders looking to post win number 11 on the season. Tough week for them as they're going to have TJ at TJ on Friday, then come home and entertain Abraham Lincoln Saturday afternoon. West High with another turnover there. Harrell takes it in and can't control it. Now we're going to see a little West High pressure. 2-2-1 full court look for West High. Schaefer kicks it up to Knoll. Knoll cross court to Schultz. Nice job there. West High is going to go after things here with some trapping defense. Ball goes over to the freshman. Wickham three-pointer from deep in the right corner. Nice job by Kaysen Thomas keeping it alive.
Well,
and Schultz gets the finish.
People don't understand. Kaysen Thomas isn't a great shooter. He's not a great dribbler. But I tell you what, he gets us extra possessions.
Abelson drives to West High. Nothing going back to Gio Vasquez. Gio misses it. One and down for West High. Here come the Crusaders pushing it up. Schaefer drives into the lane, kicks it over to Whitcomb. Whitcomb missed it. But another dunk.
Another tip dunk by Matt Knoll. He's high flying around that hoop tonight.
Matt's on his season scoring average of 23 points. The lead all scores in the game. The lead is 20. That's the biggest for the night for the Crusaders. Nice move inside by Colin Abelson. And we're going to get a timeout on the floor by Coach Jansen. We're going to take a timeout with him with 5:43 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders 67, West High 49. We'll be right back.
At Tri-State Dental Care, you'll be part of our family. For four generations, serving the Tri-State area, Dr. Jeff Reinking, Dr. Amber Wisner, and Dr. Robert Marks. Tri-State Dental care for the health and beauty of your smile. Contact our Dakota Dunes Dental Office to schedule your complimentary consultation. You can call 605-242-7123. 605-242-7123.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
One more shout-out here from Catholic Radio. You don't have to be wealthy to leave a legacy. Join Holy Cross Parish, Catholic United Financial, and Catholic Radio for a free educational workshop called Creating a Giving Plan from Life to Legacy. It's this Thursday, 2 days from now, February 1st at 1:30 at Blessed Sacrament. Robert Heerman and Angie Jorgensen will share tools and methods to turn modest assets into substantial gifts, providing meaningful support to Catholic parishes and charities. Learn how to structure a plan so your charitable intentions are protected and fulfilled to their greatest impact. Reserve your seat. Call 1-800-441-9949 or email workshops at catholicunited.org. Thursday, February 1 at 1:30 at Blessed Sacrament Church. Here come the Crusaders now, up 18-67-49. Whitcomb kicks it in, gets the ball stripped away. I think they're going to call a foul there. Tried to get it into Matt Knoll's hands, but the ball was stripped away. A foul is going to be called on Gio Vasquez. That's his third. Crusaders are going to maintain possession of it with 5:28 to go here in the fourth quarter. Knoll with the ball up high. He's working against Eduardo Frazier. Looked like they might have had a lob set up. Grant Wickham got caught. Got caught in the air there, traveling there.
Yeah. I will say tonight, Matt Knoll's done a great job of just trying to. He really hasn't tried to take over the game. It just, you know, he's got whatever 23 points, but it's just been a kind of a quiet 23.
Nice drive there by Shamar Abelson with the rebound off the miss. They get it back outside to Trey Kraft. The lefty puts it up, and he's going to get fouled. And they're going to whistle Kaysen Thomas with that foul. Trey's going to go to the line. He's got four on the night. Crusaders back in action. Doubleheader action on Friday at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. We will not have coverage here on Catholic Radio. We'll resume our coverage on Saturday afternoon. It's a matinee special. Girls will tip off at 12:30, boys that follow at 2 o'clock here on Catholic Radio from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. It's Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln making the track to Sioux City. Again, 12:30 and 2 o'clock on Saturday. Please join us.
They've got AL has a tough one Friday at home against Sioux City East, and the Crusaders are down at Council Bluffs against a very good, much improved Thomas Jefferson team.
Trey Kraft gets one out of two there, 67-50. Pierce Conley in the corner, had nothing going, gets it back to Schaefer. Schaefer hits a cutting landing block. Block missed the jumper there, rebounded by Gio Vasquez. Here come the West High Wolverines pushing it up the floor as Shamar Harrell gets another bucket.
Shamar with 21.
He's had a really nice night and showed a variety of things at all three levels, the three-point shot, the mid-range, and the finishes. Nice offense by the Crusaders. They kick it in and get the finish there. Landon Block is on the board. Several great passes there. High-low entry, and Landon got the finish. Harrell at the other end goes coast-to-coast and puts it back in.
I'll say we probably passed the ball as well as we have in a long time tonight.
Halfway through, quarter number four, 69-54. Crusaders lead by 15 here. Sayers is going to slow things down a little bit. Sean Schaefer, he's got Pierce Conley to his right. Hands back to Block, over to Conley. Conley high right, he's going to dribble it. Kicks it inside, and they're going to foul Matt Knoll before he has a chance to put it in. Matt hasn't missed many shots tonight.
No, he has not.
He's going to have a pretty gaudy shooting percentage. Foul on the ground, so it's a non-shooting foul. It's going to be whistled on Eduardo Frazier. That's Eduardo's first. And Crusaders will inbound. On the floor for the Crusaders, it's Schaefer, Knoll, Thomas, Block, and Conley. Lots of fresh faces tonight, and they've held their own. As inbounds play, kick it to the corner, and
timeout.
Didn't get it in quite fast enough, so coach decided to call a timeout. Let's see what we got there. Is that a long one?
Thank you, Shorty.
It's a shorty. It gives us a chance to thank our fourth quarter sponsors. One more time, St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, along with Jimmy John's Hospice, the Siouxland Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. So if you can't get over here Saturday afternoon, we'll have coverage of that Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln doubleheader here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, 12:30 and 2 o'clock. Pre-game 12:15, and of course the Crusaders are on the road to Council Bluffs on Friday night. If you get a chance to get down there, support the Crusaders as they take on TJ Girls 5:30, Boys 7. Again, we will not have coverage of that game, but we'll have coverage of the Saturday game. Then we'll return with the girls singleton on next Tuesday as they will entertain the South Sioux City Cardinals. There's a lob and near dunk. As off the inbound set, they get it back to Matt Knoll. Matt gets another finish there. He's got 25. The other end, Gio Vasquez drives into the lane, got nothing going. Back to Trey Kraft up high above the circle. Good spin moves by Gio, yep, but couldn't quite get it to fall. I think they're going to bail him out with a foul call there. Yep. Foul's going to be whistled on Pierce Connolly. And it's going to put Gio Vasquez to the line to shoot a couple. 71-54 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Gio hits the first one. The Siouxland Youth Group is another new addition to Siouxland Catholic Radio. The Youth Group's Praise and Worship Plus Mass will be live streamed and available on demand on Catholic Radio's Facebook page and YouTube channel each month, thanks to the Gilchrist Foundation and Bishop Heelan for graciously supporting this fine, fine group. Second free throw is off the mark. Here come the Crusaders. We're 3:22 left in the ballgame. Crusaders holding on to that 16-point lead. With the ball in the corner now, we've got Hunter Wahab has checked into the ballgame.
Great hustle back by Hunter. Nice pass over to James Arl for the layup.
James gets the finish. James, kind of a high-energy junior, 5'10 junior.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, if you put James Wahab and Whitcomb in a police lineup, you couldn't tell which one's which.
There's a thing.
Not that they're going to be in a police lineup. I'm just pointing, they look a lot alike.
Shamar Harrell, we digress. Shamar Harrell with the three. Shamar's had a big night. As a nice take. Ooh, nearly the follow-up.
That
dunk
was going to be a nice
as
one.
Arl missed the three, or missed the bunny. Noel missed the dunk, and then Charlie Von Drager had an open three and couldn't get that knocked down. One more thing we need to see tonight is Charlie to get a three-pointer.
I
want to
see
down.
Matt Knoll go sit down. He needs to go sit down.
We're up. And save those legs.
Save those legs. He's our last starter on the floor, and I'm like, here comes Pierce Connolly. Okay, let's get Matt off the court.
West side with the ball. Shamar Harrell has had a huge night for West. I think we're going to call an illegal pick there by Colin Abelson. That's going to allow Mr. Knoll to take a seat tonight. Another huge effort tonight. 25 points for Matt Knoll. He continues his scoring barrage. Again, just about 10 days into scoring his 1,000th points over at North High here. He continues to add his numbers. Arlt kicks it over to Wahab. Wahab brings it up, kicks it corner inside to
Arlt for his second
James
basket.
Arlt. James has been high energy here. He's got four quick ones, 75-58. 2 minutes left in tonight's ballgame. Crusaders looking to move that record from 10-5 to 11-5. It looks like they're well on their way to doing that. Nice drive there by Gio Vasquez. Gio's got 10, 12, 13 points on the night. The other end, Pierce Connolly off the feed, misses the bunny. Here comes West Side, and they're going to keep pushing it. Harrell with a three-pointer. Good.
Well, I tell you what, I got to go check and just double-check and recheck those stats of his.
He's got 29 points on the season.
He's averaging 10 a game. He's had quite a game.
I mean, he's done it all. He's done it from every level. That three-point look has been good. Here's the Crusaders now. They're up by just 12, 75-63. And there's a near steal in the backcourt, and we're going to have a jump ball. It's going to belong to West High. So you want to kind of take care of things here. 12 is a decent lead, but it's not crazy that with a minute eight that things could filter away for you. Crusaders need a stop here. Inbounding the ball for the Crusaders is Kraft. He kicks it out to Andy Lamb, a 5'3" freshman. Anthony Grant with the ball. Kicks it over to Kelleher. The freshman on the drive, got nothing going. He's a little guy. It's a drive into the line by Lilliard. Finally, the ball is going to be stole away, and we're going to have a foul whistle.
Foul on Wahab, I believe.
It's going to be Hunter's first foul. 42.5 seconds to go. Crusaders up 12, 75-63. West side with an inbound under their own basket. They kick it out to Andy Lamb. Lamb takes a corner. Back up high to Anthony Grant. Ball stolen by James Arlt. James going to bring it across the timeline. Shot clock is off. James is going to take it to the hole and nearly get the finish.
I like the take.
Carson McInerney hammers the glass. Can't get it. Here comes West High. Is 20 seconds left in the ball game as the Crusaders look like they're well on the way to grabbing win number 11 on the season. With the drive is Kraft. They kick it out wide to Kelleher. Back up high to Rulliard.
These guys are passing up more shots than I've ever seen guys pass up. Yeah. Hey, there we got the three up.
There's on the three, and it doesn't go, and it's in the books. Crusaders sweep the West High Wolverines tonight as the boys move to 11-5 on the year with a 75-63 win over the West High Wolverines. Bishop Heelan, 11-5 on the year. West High falls to 1-12. Big thanks to our fourth quarter sponsors. When we come back, we'll have a short post game. Again, a good night to be a Crusaders. The Crusaders sweep the West High Wolverines as they get ready for a big weekend. Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson at TJ on Friday. And then we'll have coverage of Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln coming to the O'Gorman Center on Saturday afternoon. Once again, your final, 75-63. We'll be right back with our post game show.
We would like to thank our friends Brad and Jean Mollett and their family for their continued support of Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Catholic Schools. Mollett Industrial Group is a proud supporter of your Catholic Radio 88.1.
Barkley Asphalt of Sioux City provides for all of your asphalt and gravel needs. We supply top quality products to both big and small businesses. With our team, you will always receive excellent customer service. To find out more about Barkley Asphalt, you can call 712-255-1848.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to our post-game show. Our post-game is brought to you by our premier sponsor, Knights of Columbus agent Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow Knights of Columbus agents Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sensions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers, along with Matt Lawler of F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tiles. The Crusaders complete the sweep. The girls win the first one 74-28. The boys follow up with a 75-63 win in the nightcap. Real quickly, the scoring breakdown for the West High Wolverines. A huge night for Shamar Harrell, the 5'10 senior. 29 points for Shamar, 11 points for Colin Abelson, 13 points for Gio Vasquez, 5 points for Trey Kraft, 2 points for Jabin Nelson, and 3 points for Cameron Hegna. For the Crusaders, a nice balance across the board, again led by their outstanding scorer, Matt Knoll, the 6'8 senior, with 25. 12 points for Grant Wickham, the freshman in his first start, 10 points for Brady Schultz, 6 points for Pierce Connolly, 4 apiece for Kaysen Thomas and James Arlt, 2 points for Landon Block, 8 points for Sean Schaefer, and 4 points for Carson McInerney. Thomas, pretty impressive considering you have two of your horses out for the night, Chamberlain and Olson down with injuries. Great recovery by a lot of kids finding some serious action tonight that they haven't seen this year.
Absolutely. Like I said earlier, we don't want to see Quinn or Bo on the sidelines, but it might not, just to the way that kind of the season had been going, we'd kind of been stuck in third gear a little bit, and maybe just getting some new fresh bodies out there. I thought we really moved the ball well tonight, shared the basketball, and we got to see some good things from some kids off the bench. Kaysen Thomas comes in, does a lot of little things, keeps the ball alive, attacks a basket, close to, and really goes after and creates additional possessions for us. Grant Whitcomb, nice minutes from him. Pierce Connolly in the first half, 2 threes. Pierce comes in, I think it was 2 threes. What did Pierce end up with? 6?
Pierce ended up with 6.
Yeah, good minutes. And Pierce just out there, he's just kind of a steady influence. He's getting more and more comfortable out there. He doesn't force things and try to do things he can't do. But he's another kid that can shoot the ball and really He's got a great floor game. And so we saw a lot of good things tonight.
Yeah, 9 Crusaders found the scoring column. That's always good to see. But a big win over Westside. A game you figure you should win. But,
yeah.
You know, given two starters were down, it certainly wasn't a given. Yeah. And kudos to the team for responding. Kudos to the coaching staff for putting them in a position to win this one tonight. Once again, they complete the sweep with a 75-63 win. The girls easy in that first one, 74-28. Again, just tipping you off, the kids will be in at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson on Friday. We will not have coverage of that, but we'll be back on Saturday with a matinee special. The girls will play Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln at 12:30. The boys will follow at 2 o'clock. We will have coverage of that here on Catholic Radio. So, again, a big thanks to all of you for tuning in tonight. It's a good night once again to be a Crusaders. Catholic Schools Week, a lot of good things going on throughout the diocese and in our Catholic schools. And, again, a big thanks to Dr. John Flannery for joining us at halftime to talk a little bit about some of the great things that are going on in the Bishop Heelan system. Again, our postgame again tonight was brought to you by Knights of Columbus agents Neil Pfeiffer, Tim Daggle, Peter and Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers, along with Matt Lalo with F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. Thomas, any closing comments before we shut her down?
No, you already shut me down. Now you turned me back up. No, I tell you what. Just,
no singing, Tom.
A good night. A couple good quality wins. Good to see the boys just kind of really, you know, I'll just say this. You know, Matt, we rely on Matt Knoll to do a lot. He's a really, really good basketball player. I thought tonight he just kind of stepped back and he finished with, you know, 25. I don't know what he had. But,
25, yeah.
But he... it was a really quiet 25 because I think he was more interested tonight making sure other guys got involved.
Well, it was a good effort by both teams tonight. Girls win 74-28, boys at 75-63. Big thanks to Luis Torres back at the studio. So until Saturday afternoon, if you can't make it out to the Gorman Fieldhouse to watch the doubleheader with Abraham Lincoln, it's our privilege to bring you these games as always. We certainly appreciate you making the effort to listen to us. We enjoy each and every game that we do for all of you. So for our great sponsors, and there are so many of them, we hope that we give them proper due during the course of the game. And, of course, for Catholic Radio, for giving up prime listening time so that we can bring you these athletic events from Bishop Heelan. Big thanks to all the fine people at Catholic Radio. We love what you do, and please support them as well as our great underwriters. So for Tom Betts and Luis Torres back in the studio, I'm Bob Gary. God bless, and until Saturday afternoon, take care, and good night, everyone.